This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Sharmila Ganesan. It's Friday. So what are we discussing today?
So as more Malaysians adopt zero waste practices, we discuss whether it is putting more pressure on women or men.
And in our second story, how do you feel when you're with a group of people, but some of them speak in a language you don't understand? We'll be exploring whether this is disrespectful or simply part of living in a multicultural society like ours.
Yeah, so in connection to that, we are asking you on Twitter, are you okay if the group you're with speaks in a language that you don't understand? The options for the answers are, no, it's never okay, depends on the situation, or sure, why not? So you can take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also share your thoughts with us there. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
First, here's Baby Huey and the Babysitters with Hard Times.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Hard Times by Baby Huey and the Babysitters. And in our first story today,
yeah, so a recent article in Vox questioned if the zero waste movement is actually putting more pressure on women because more women are seen to be making the effort to go zero waste. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, the zero waste movement has gained significant momentum, especially in recent years, with more people willing to adopt these practices with the goal of protecting the environment.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Just for an example, Google searches for zero waste have doubled since January 2017. And if you look on Instagram, there are almost 2.5 million posts on with the hashtag zero waste.
But zero waste is not just about, you know, posts on social media and influencers. The zero waste movement basically is about sending as little to the landfill as possible.
Right.
So those who practice this studiously avoid the plastic packaging, disposable coffee cups and paper towels that many of us never give a thought to before throwing away. But a simple search for, let's say, hashtag zero waste or hashtag zero waste living on Instagram would show you images of perfectly arranged mason jars, rows of rose gold straws, homemade beauty or cleaning products, and immaculate kitchens. All not real. I'm very sure they're not real.
Yeah.
And, you know, the point is that all of these kinds of images make zero waste practices seem very intimidating.
Yeah, so that's why Wicker argues in the article how zero waste is being promoted and practiced, especially online, could actually be creating more pressure on women. Because zero waste advocates are often women. Or even when it is a man, their followers are usually made up of women. And looking at some examples of well-known zero waste advocates around the world, most of them are founded by women. For example, there's Lauren Singer of Trash is for Tossers, Shia Su of Wasteland Rebel, Ran of Zero Waste Japan, and Aurora Tin and Su Yi Kuo of Zero Waste Malaysia.
And in the article, Wicker, quoted women who had practiced zero waste. Once she asked them, it was not uncommon to hear the trope of enthusiastic zero waste gal and her long-suffering male partner. So, I mean, in a sense, there's some truth to that. Going zero waste can take more time and effort, which adds to the existing burden of those who do it. And, those who choose this lifestyle and to embrace this are often willing to put in that extra effort to encourage those around them to change their behavior.
Yeah. I mean, so that's why this article also argues that this could be driving women back into a traditional gender role of being a homemaker and perhaps even add to the burden of what some women do already take on now at home. Yeah, and so the author also argues that it seemed to add another layer to having it all, you know, a career, a family, a perfect Instagrammable life, and finally saving the planet.
Oh, do it all.
Yeah. I mean, but on the other hand, is her portrayal of this necessarily accurate?
Mm-hmm.
So earlier today, I spoke to Marina Yahia, the co-founder of Sampah Menyampah, and she also practices a zero waste lifestyle. So I wanted to get her thoughts on the matter. Here's a clip from our conversation. So in your experience, do you, from what you've seen, do you find that women are more likely to adopt a zero-waste lifestyle compared to men?
Not really, actually, because I do see men practicing this habit. I don't call it a lifestyle, because I think this is just a behaviour, you know. in the US, they call it a trend because it's something that they are not used to. Why they're not used to? Because they have a lot of convenience store. Lots of products are in packaging and moms are working. It's easier for them to take everything, take away. Here in Malaysia, I do see men are practicing this behavior as well. It's just that they're not as vocal as a female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my husband is also practicing zero waste. But I don't think anybody could have heard about my husband. Unfortunately, he has to travel a lot and he has a high carbon footprint. But he has no choice but to travel for work. So therefore, he's actually working on cutting on a lot of other things like plastic usage and all those toiletries in the hotel, that which is unnecessary, and he brings his own soap and so on. So therefore, he is actually practicing zero waste. It's just that a lot of people aren't aware that male is also practicing zero waste.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the article mentioned how the author of the article argued that the zero waste movement is actually putting more pressure on women who practice a zero waste lifestyle. Do you agree with that?
Oh, the article, first and foremost, is very American-driven.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very Asian-driven. I think the difference is our behavior in terms of our living behavior is completely different than them. In terms of movement, yes, who's heading the movement, who is vocal on the movement, yes, you see a lot of women pushing the movement in Asia. I think it's just in the nature of Asian women are always driving towards whatever that they believe in to push further versus the men, you know, because men has other things to think about, like, or maybe they, when they're working in the corporate world or when they're working in the organic farming, for example, they're more focused on what they have to do in terms of multitasking is lesser than women, whereas women has to be taking care of the kids, you know, household jobs and everything. So I guess, yeah, in that sense, that driving-wise, when it comes to movement, yeah, woman is spearheading a lot of movement. Even if you look at Greta, who's actually pushing this climate change, is also a girl instead of a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you don't hear so much of other boys. Perhaps they are doing something, but maybe on the behind scene, then more vocal than the woman.
Mm-hmm. And no, in your own experience, what do you think are the challenges that deter people from adopting zero waste practices, be it women or men?
I think the challenges that we have is that we have adapted Western lifestyle. And we have got this, you know, bubble tea is coming up, popping up here and there. We've got all this convenient coffee here and there. So Malaysians Asians are adapting this kind of lifestyle, which never been our lifestyle before. You know, I grew up in a kampung, like it or not, and I never had this kind of convenience like McDonald's takeaway and Food Panda and Grab food. So, you know, we tend to adapt into this lifestyle. All of a sudden, we are afraid to remove this away from our lifestyle. And these are basically additional. And is living simplicity. And we have forgotten how to live in simplicity, you know, in just simple life, unnecessary stuff that you don't need. Like a lot of coffee that you can just make from home and you don't have to adapt this kind of Western lifestyle. So I think once, what has happened to Malaysians is that there's a lot of Western lifestyle coming in, yeah? And you can even see that in certain area, in the rural area, in fact. And therefore, people want to be part of that lifestyle. When they are being part of that lifestyle, and these people and these brands are basically providing you convenience. They are not going to give you anything about environment. They're not going to give you anything that is good for you. They just want you to spend. So what happened is that when you adapt to the lifestyle, the challenges is that when you're trying to go back to live in simplicity, it's harder.
Mm.
And people think, oh, I can't live without this. I can't live without that. Yes, you can.
So that was Marina Yahya, a zero waste advocate and co-founder of Sampah Menyampa. I mean, so personally, I think I do see a lot more women that are, you know, taking the effort to go zero waste, or perhaps like especially now, which is quite popular nowadays, people like to, you know, get their metal straws,
mm-hmm.
or to bring their own Tupperwares, or like we've mentioned before, you know, just bringing our own Tupperware, mm-hmm. bringing our own reusable mugs.
Mm. I actually don't see a difference in terms of gender there. Just looking around the office, many of our male colleagues are zero waste as well, bringing their own takeaway containers. In my
neighborhood where we have this zero waste kind of movement, we do our own composting and all that, the men are equally into it. Actually, what I see is an age gap. I see more older people investing in these kinds of practices, and perhaps that's because, I don't know, they have that ability to see the long-term effects.
I do think maybe a part of the problem with this is the larger problem of the division of labor, right? Because when it comes
domestic labor,
yeah. So when it comes to the kinds of things that you would do in a home that sort of affirms the zero waste lifestyle, if I can call it that lifestyle, it's largely still seen as the domain of the woman, right? The kitchen, cleaning, food,
shopping.
And you know, there are men who participate for sure, but largely it's still the women who are sort of quote unquote in charge of these aspects of how a family or a household runs. And so I do feel like perhaps then if a family wants to go zero waste, disproportionately the responsibility of making that happen will end up falling on the woman as well.
Yeah, but that would be the case or regardless of what habits you want adopt in a family, right? And it's not zero sum, you know, in that sense. So I wouldn't say we should discard the idea of going zero waste just because women are going to be disproportionately burdened in anything.
Yeah, so the larger question is actually that, right? Yeah. The fact that we still divide labor this way and the fact that for most people this is more acceptable then means that whether... It's almost like you can't win either way, right?
Yes, yes.
You want to do something good, you have to do it yourself.
Yes, yes.
And in that case, it does end up being a bit of an unfortunate situation.
Yes, yeah. I mean, regardless of gender, though, Marina's point also was about how we have bought into this convenience kind of lifestyle. But is it really that difficult to do without these kinds of things that make life convenient for us?
I mean, I think, like you mentioned, in your community, you see a lot, there's a movement to do this. And I think it's just a matter of someone setting the example for it. And if there is someone who's willing to set that example, who's willing to encourage other people around them, I think it helps to, in the long run, when you it's easier to see someone doing something and follow that rather than just to hear someone telling you, oh, do this. But then the person doesn't really do it anyway.
And I think it does require a whole lot of buy-in from the people around you. One of my best friends, she's a big advocate of zero waste. And she goes to the extent of if they have parties in the house, if they do takeaway food, even for a large number of people, they bring their own containers.
Wow.
But then it does require... So her husband's very supportive. She's also sort of raised her daughter to be supportive of that movement. But it does mean, and they don't have a helper. So it does mean that, you know, when you have a party or when you are taking away food for a large number of people, you're going to end up having to wash those containers. Then you're going to have to figure out how to store them. So it does require that not just one person shoulder the burden, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're running out of time for this story, but keep your thoughts. I mean, you know, if you have anything you'd like to share about zero waste and whether you think it women are more burdened by it, do share them with us. On Twitter, we have a question for you.
Yes, this is in relation to the story that we have coming up after the break. We are asking you on Twitter, are you okay if the group that you're with speaks in a language that you don't understand? So the options are no, it's never okay, or depends on the situation, or sure, why not? To join that conversation, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
So we'll be discussing that after the break. But first, here's Trash by Suede, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.